In Atlanta, about one-fourth of the city's water customers have bills that are at least 30 days past due. Those 134,000 customers owe the city $35 million, and the city is starting to collect. If residents don't pay up, the city is turning off the water. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Some people who live in Atlanta haven't paid their water bills for more than a year.
The ones that we're really targeting are a group of people who, in many cases, are stealing water.
Commissioner of the Department of Watershed, Robert Hunter.
We have targeted accounts that we've turned off and they've turned on in the past. We were out last week looking at some accounts where we have removed meters and they have gone and stolen meters and installed their own meters. They are recalcitrants. There was a quote last week by a lady who was saying she could pay her bill, she just didn't want to. Now, what we're trying to do is bring these people to the table.
According to the department, both businesses and individuals are being targeted to recover the millions owed to the city. This week, crews were sent to customers who owed balances of $1, $2, $3,000 and more. Since the shutoff program has been in effect, some are making payment arrangements with the city, something that council member Cleta Winslow says officials have been trying to get customers to do for months.
I think a lot of people, you know, have taken us for granted and figure, well, they're government, you know, they don't need their money. I may need my water to bathe, to wash my clothes, but I don't have to pay. That's not fair to the majority of the conscientious residents of the city of Atlanta that do pay.
When people started hearing about the water shutoff program, some city council members introduced legislation aimed at imposing a moratorium on shutting off service to the elderly and the poor. But water and sewer officials say the program is not aimed at these individuals. In fact, they say they have special needs plans to help these groups. Water rolls down the muddy Chattahoochee River north of Atlanta. One city official said customers think we just pull water out of the river in buckets and put it into the pipes. The pipes and the entire water and sewage system in Atlanta have been neglected for decades. The system is now undergoing federally mandated improvements. Still, many complain about the price of water in the city. Water bills increased 24% last year, and they will continue to rise steeply in the next several years to help pay for billions of dollars in improvements in the city's water and sewer system. By 2008, increases will eventually triple water and sewer rates for the biggest water users in Atlanta. Councilmember Cleta Winslow says that's just one reason that the $35 million owed to the city must be paid back.
You know, if you use the water, you should pay for the water. But somehow or another, when it comes to government, and when we get ready to go after our money, that we're the bad people. And we're not.
Water officials say they don't know how long it will take to collect the $35 million they are owed, and they don't know how much it will ultimately cost. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.